Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
So a viral post has been showing up around the greater Rochester area and shared tens of thousands of times that is reporting McDonald's has begun adding a dollar surcharge for using the drive-thru.
Wait. For using the drive.
So outside of the post includes a picture that shows a sign telling customers the fee would be added to their receipt. The goal to encourage customers to dine inside and reduce the busyness of the drive-through during peak hours. Yes. So 10NBC saw this post and they decided to go investigate. And Brett Davidson, when not wearing a fedora, being the lead singer of Rugburn, which I'm sure you can catch at several festivals across the greater Rochester area, not making that up. Brett Davidson of 10NBC is the lead singer of a cover band named Rugburn.
Yes.
And he does very much wear a fedora while he's performing.
It's a dad band.
He went out and started driving around to look at McDonald's drive-thrus.
Right.
And he didn't notice.
How many times did he run into Berkeley Breen? Claiming to be on an investigation, too.
Oh, we're doing the same story, huh?
Yeah, just checking out the Fry report.
Oh, let's see. I'm investigating what's inside these Egg McMuffins. Brett Davidson could not find any of the signs reporting that it would cost a dollar.
All right.
So he then wrote an email to the McDonald's corporate press office.
Damn.
And he got a three-word response. You ready?
Yeah.
This is fake.
Okay.
Now, the posts were AI created, so the sign was not real.
That's usually how it goes.
None about it is real. There is no dollar surcharge to use the drive-thru at McDonald's. And as with other fake stories we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks, because this is showing up every day.
Yeah.
This makes no sense.
Oh.
How would McDonald's benefit from charging people to use the drive-thru?
Yeah. They would. Yeah.
In fact, the opposite is true. McDonald's has been trying to push people out of the restaurant for the last couple of years. They don't want you in there, to the point where they have started redesigning existing stores to be smaller and less comfortable. Every once in a while, you'll come across a McDonald's that has not been remodeled yet.
Yeah.
And you forget.
Not the same experience.
I mean, Kimmy, they were huge.
Yeah.
They were welcoming.
Oh, yeah.
They had the play places.
Play places for your kids to run around for an hour.
They just want to move the meat, baby.
Move the meat. The new McDonald's are built like cell phone stores.
Oh, yeah. Really?
You walk in, there's a kiosk.
In and out.
Yeah, there's like seven tables, and they want your ass out of that McDonald's. And don't turn around and look back on your way out. The funniest part of what has happened here.
What's that?
McDonald's corporate says they have been getting legitimate complaints from people that are upset they were charged this dollar fee.
Wait, so they thought, look at this.
So what did they think? Like they snuck it into the price
somehow?
Who
knows? Yeah. Who knows? But these people were not charged because the fee does not exist.
Right.
So we are now at the point with these fake AI viral stories where people read a viral story and then are convinced that they spent money for a policy that never existed.
Yes.
That is terrifying.
That is insane.
That is terrifying.
That's some manipulation.
Like, they're convinced.
Of the mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is that called? What's that thing where we all believe it and so it changes the Mandela effect?
Oh, yes. I think that's what it's called.
I don't know if this is that.
You see something that's not there.
But it is horrifying that you can make someone change their memories based on a post.
With this Howie Mandel thing?
Yes.
The Mandela effect?
The Howie Mandel effect.
Yes.
Where you go bald and you become a germaphobe and you were never that funny to me.
It's just so strange to me. Like, I always want to know why somebody created it in the first place. Like, were they upset with McDonald's? Did they go through the drive-thru one day and it took too long, so this was their way of trying to get less people to go through the drive-thru? Like, I just wonder what the motivation was.
Power. I mean, the fact that you could do this.
Yeah.
And you could have people, like, freaking out over something you created.
It's just so random that this is what you picked, you know? Like, I just wonder how you came up with the idea.
Both of you are now, you're thinking too small here. There's a very simple reason as to why people are creating these fake stories that are going viral.
What's that?
Money.
Oh.
They want engagement with their accounts.
Yeah. No, I get that. I understand the reasoning why
he does
they
it.
Would
He's
do
like,
it.
Yeah, someone's mad at McDonald's.
I just wonder how they come up with the ideas and what places to target.
I think you target the widest audience that will be upset, right? Like, remember when we talked about a fake one that people were going to start, we're going to charge people for washing their cars at home, right? Well, that's a pretty wide group of people.
Yeah, it was going to be illegal, right?
Yes, there was that. Then there was the post from right before that. New York State was going to make it illegal to take drives that didn't have a purpose.
Yeah, you can't joyride.
Yeah, you can't just go for a drive.
Sunday drives are illegal.
Exactly. Well, I have a car and I like to drive places.
I have a right.
The government's going to be pull me over and ask where I'm going. Not in my life, bucko. This is America. Check the Constitution. Says I can have my car. Clearly. 252 WCMF. 10NBC has debunked a, once again, fake viral story created with AI that claimed that McDonald's was now charging customers $1 to use the drive-thru. The reasoning in the fake post says that McDonald's was trying to drive people into their restaurant during peak drive-thru hours because it was taking too long. The other thing that has become amazing to me.
What is it?
All right, so McDonald's has the double barrel drive-thru. You've seen these, right?
No.
Mm-hmm. I forget that you don't.
It's probably been a long time since he's been through one.
What's a double barrel drive?
It's two drive-thrus. So it's essentially
two?
A side-by-side. Yeah.
This has been a thing for like a decade.
So how do they do the building?
How do they do the building?
Oh, the window.
How do they do the building?
So the cars, like one goes
through. No, we have to back
next.
Up even further.
Well, can't back up. We're all, you know, so many people.
They have one window. One window.
Oh, so they merge.
Yes. They have two speakers that you speak at. And I'm with you. In the beginning, I always got anxiety that I was going to get the wrong food.
Same.
Like,
same.
You go, I
don't
go,
know how
go,
their okay. process works.
Yeah, but like, again, like it's not, you know how the chaotic the drive-thru can get. Like, it's not like there's like a plan to like, you go. But they never get it wrong,
pick
though.
One. Yeah.
But like the efficiency of the McDonald's drive-thru should be studied by every sports team.
Well, they invented it.
I think even other fast food places.
They didn't invent the drive-thru.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, the drive-thru was invented by
McDonald's.
The
drive-thru was not invented by McDonald's.
I don't care how many times you tap your pen.
It was not invented by McDonald's.
Yes. Who invented it?
Henry Ford.
Okay.
Well, what were you getting? Car parts?
Other cars.
Oh.
In-N-Out Burger invented it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what McDonald's was called before they became McDonald's.
Yes.
In 1948.
Dumbass. You just say things. Like, you're the...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. There was one before that.
Where?
It was Kirby's Pig Stand in Texas.
Kirby's Pig Stand. Your mom had her own.
Oh no! This was. I'm sorry.
Get a joke out.
I'm sorry. This was the drive-in where they pull in and somebody takes
your order.
Yeah, you
had to pull up to get your mom.
That was
in Texas.
I don't know why you're getting
how. Wait, don't Texas pass ball.
Don't bring LaGrange and my mom into this together. I love how you get mad that this thing that you just said with no background is not true.
It should be true.
No, saw it on Facebook.
But Kimmy, he's the viral post of mouths, right? He just like says some stupid thing that he knows is not true.
What?
We debunk it. But in the time that you forget that you made it up and Kimmy debunks what you said, you believe it yourself and then get mad when she argues with you. What kind of psychopathy?
It's a talent. I don't know.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.